This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is a context slice of the Brexit story that we need to get to before we go. The place that last night's vote has in the global economy and in history, really. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers wrote a quick post last night for The Washington Post. We got him on his cell phone this afternoon to talk about it. Mr. Secretary, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Glad to be with you.
The markets, as we all know, will sort themselves out in the medium and long term. I want to get from you your perspective on what the events of last night mean for globalism in the long run. You, as you were writing this morning, do not seem optimistic.
No, I think this is probably the worst self-inflicted policy wound that a country has done since the Second World War. My hope is that this will be a wake-up call for elites everywhere on the need to develop a responsible nationalism. But the best way forward is not denial, is not railing against the folly of the electorate. It's seeking to design and approaches to economic policy that hear the anger that's being expressed in this vote.
Let me ask you about a different kind of policy, monetary policy. You write this morning, or you wrote late last night, I suppose, that the global economy today is brittle, your word, because of the low interest rate environment that we are in. What is to be done in the short term if the markets don't stabilize themselves?
Well, I think this is no time for austerity, and that policy is going to need to rely more on fiscal policy going forward than it has in recent years. That's going to have to be an issue for Britain. That's going to be an issue on the European continent. And I think potentially that's going to be an issue in the United States.
Well, let me ask you about that, because you used another word in this piece you wrote. You say you are alarmed that if the UK can vote for Brexit, perhaps the United States can vote for Donald Trump, and what that might mean for the economy. Discuss that a little bit.
Well, I think the same kind of sense that this couldn't possibly happen that surrounds the Trump candidacy also surrounded the Brexit referendum. And I think whatever damage Brexit may do to the global economy is small compared to the uncertainties that would be unleashed if Donald Trump became president of the United States. That's because the policies that Trump has advocated could hardly be better calculated to create uncertainty and economic instability.
Last one, sir, and then I'll let you go. I want you to answer with your gut instead of your brain. Is there any optimism at all, or are you just headed straight for the bunker on this one?
If there's optimism going forward in the world, one should have a very negative reaction to this event, but not a negative reaction to the American prospect or the human prospect.
Lawrence Summers, former Secretary of the Treasury. Mr. Secretary, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.